This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Friday, June 17, in Squiz Kids Today. An extra year of school. America celebrates Juneteenth, state of origin for girls, and the restaurant that floated away. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
Here's a question for you as you all wind down for the end of school term. What's better than school? Why, more school, of course. And that's just what kids in New South Wales and Victoria can look forward to after it was announced yesterday that a new year of school was being created in those two states. The new year of school will happen before kindergarten. They're calling it pre-kindergarten or pre-prep. So we're talking kids leaving daycare or their home a year earlier to start school sooner than they currently do. It means 4- and 5-year-old kids taking part in a year of preschool instead of waiting to be old enough to troop off to kindy or prep. The new arrangement is expected to come into effect from 2025 in Victoria, but not until 2030 in New South Wales. And if there are any really little people out there thinking, "But I'm not ready for big school yet," don't worry. The new year of preschool is expected to be stuffed full of what's called play-based learning, so no one's going to be expecting you to memorise times tables or read chapter books on your first day. For parents with kids in daycare, it also potentially means one less year of fees. That sound you hear? The relieved sobbing of mums and dads everywhere.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a new story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in the state of Texas, in the United States, where preparations are underway to mark a really important holiday in America called Juneteenth. Juneteenth, as it sounds, is a combination of the words June and 19th. And June 19 is a public holiday in America, marking the date in the year 1865 when slavery was abolished. It might seem incredible to believe in this day and age, but up until that day in history, white people in America were able to keep black people as slaves. To be a slave means you are the legal property of another person and forced to obey them and do everything they tell you to do. Hard to imagine, right? That one person would be considered inferior to another person just on the basis of their skin colour? This weekend, all over the United States, there will be festivals and ceremonies and marches and concerts to mark what US President Joe Biden last year described as the terrible toll that slavery took on the United States and continues to take.
Sport time!
Exciting news for girls who love to play footy and those who love to watch them with the announcement that the NRLW, which is the Women's Rugby League competition, is expanding to 10 clubs next year, with Canberra, Cronulla, West Tigers and the North Queensland Cowboys all joining the competition next year. It means more pathways for girls who love to play league, more chances for more people around the country to come along and watch games played by their favourite teams. And there was other good news too for the NRLW, with the announcement that instead of one state of origin match next year for women, there will be two. Girls, if you've got a good boot on you, or you're fast down the sideline, or you love nothing more than a scrum and a tackle, there's a bunch of exciting new reasons to get out there and get involved.
Biggest, furthest, longest.
And so we go to Hong Kong, where for the past 46 years, the world's biggest floating restaurant has bobbed around in the city's harbour, serving up Cantonese cuisine to the Queen of England, Tom Cruise, and about 30 million other guests. Designed to look like a Chinese imperial palace, I'll put pictures in your episode notes, the three-story jumbo floating restaurant has also starred in movies and been the subject of billions of tourists' photos. But in 2020, the restaurant, like so many others all over the world, was forced to shut because of the pandemic. And this week, its owners announced that they could not raise the money to reopen it. The Hong Kong government refused to bail them out, which means give them a loan or help them otherwise, and so the restaurant was towed away. Farewell, Jumbo. You served and fed us well.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What's the name of the floating restaurant that has been towed out of Hong Kong Harbour? Yeah, that's right. It's Jumbo Floating Restaurant. Question number two. What's the name of the public holiday in the United States this weekend marking the end of slavery? Yeah, that's right. It's Juneteenth. Question number three. Name one of the four new clubs joining the NRLW rugby league competition next year. Yeah, that's right. The Cronulla Sharks, the Canberra Raiders, the North Queensland Cowboys, and the Wests Tigers. I'll take any one of those four. Yeah!
Shout outs.
It's June 17, birthday for tennis ace Venus Williams and rapper Kendrick Lamar. It's also Iceland's National Day, which strikes me as the perfect excuse to watch the very funny Will Ferrell Netflix film Eurovision, the story of Fire Saga. If you've seen it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It's also a Friday, and you know what that means, an extra long birthday shout-out segment. For which I think we're going to have to crack out the old birthday reggae tune. Hit it. And it's a happy birthday today too. Anna and Aidan from Exeter, Shuhua from Carlingford, Harrison from Lower Mitcham, James from Maitland, and Rosie, who's listening all the way over there in Tokyo, Japan. And belated birthday shout-out today go to Georgia from Andrew's Farm and Alex from Scone. Not forgetting, of course, all of those Squiz kids celebrating a birthday over the coming weekend. Mackenzie from Shoal Bay, Raphael from Balmain, Jessica and Charlotte from Mount Ominy, Mitchell and Liam from Altona Meadows, Clara from Northcote, Eliza from Ilibana, Chloe from Manopara, Alana from Abbotsford, Hayden from Albury, George from Kew, Olivia Mimi from Randwick, Lydia from Wheeler's Hill, Ella from Beecroft, and Thomas from Brighton. And finally, Amanda sends a special shout-out to one of the most collaborative classrooms she's ever seen. 54B from Abbotsford Public. She can't wait to hear your podcasts. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again on Monday. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.